Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Our episode this week is brought to you by Planted Parenting, an educational platform run by Tricia Major. She is a pediatric occupational therapist who helps parents negotiate behavioral challenges with their children.
Welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Kirsty Ferrugia from Feels Like Home Professional Organisers.
And I'm Amy Ravel from Simply Organised. We can't wait to share with you all our tips and tricks to help you declutter and keep your home and family organised.
If you'd like to engage with the podcast further, you can find us at The Art of Decluttering on Facebook.
Let's get started.
You've joined us for episode 78 of The Art of Decluttering. Today we're talking about decluttering and organising
with our kids.
Our children. We have our children in the studio with us, and we're very excited. We're going to let them introduce themselves, though.
So we're actually starting off with my kids in the studio, and we're going to ask them some questions, get to know them, and then we're going to bring Kirsty's kids in and do a bit of a swapsie. So this week's episode was requested by Karen Barber. So she wanted to know, let's get your kids in. Like, let's stop you talking on their behalf, and let's actually ask them some questions. So, hi, boys.
Hi. Hey,
yeah, you can call me Mum, it's okay. So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions and we'll just see where we go. So what's your name, young man?
Jesse.
Jesse, and what's your name?
Elijah.
And tell us how old you are.
I'm 12.
And I'm 10.
Ooh, 12 and 10, you guys are getting big.
Mm-hmm.
Are you nearly as tall as me, Jesse?
Close.
Close. He's past my shoulder, so I guess that kind of counts as close. What about you, Elijah?
Not that tall.
Not that tall. Lucky you're handsome. So, what grades are you in? What grade are you in, Elijah?
I'm in grade 4.
I'm in grade 6.
Okay. And tell us, do you have a nickname?
Yeah. You call me Elijah.
I do call you Elijah. Does anyone else call you Elijah?
Yeah, a few friends at school do.
Okay.
I haven't really got a nickname, but people call me Jess.
Jess, yeah. It's like a shortened nickname.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you used to play on a basketball team where there were two Jessies, your nickname was JR.
Yeah.
Which was pretty cool, wasn't it?
I guess.
So, why don't you guys tell us, do you know what I do for work?
Yeah.
Right? Why don't you both take some time and explain what it is that I do for work?
So, you go into people's houses and you help them declutter and teach them how to declutter as well.
Yeah, and you do a podcast.
I do a podcast. Aren't you clever?
Yeah. How did you figure that one out, Jess?
What else do I do? Do you know anything else? Or is that kind of it, Jess?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it? Awesome. Do you know what my business is called, Jesse?
Simply Organised.
Oh, do you know what my podcast is called?
Haven't got a clue.
Elijah, do you know what my podcast is
the
called?
The Art of Decluttering.
Oh, winner,
they
winner.
They said at the start, Jesse. Oh.
You guys are the best.
Is your dad organised or is he messy?
He's mostly organised.
Yeah, mostly organised but a bit messy at points.
Is Mum ever messy?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I wouldn't say 100% but sometimes, really.
Jessie, Yeah. Are you organised or are you messy? Are you a Jessie messy? Messy Jessie?
No, I'm partly clean, but partly messy, but mostly clean.
Mostly clean.
Organized.
What part of your world is messy?
Probably my desk is my messiest.
Oh, yeah. Tell us what's on your desk.
Just like some drawings and texts. I just put it there when I don't want to do it.
So when you're in like the middle of drawing, you leave it there?
Yeah.
Okay. What about your brother?
His bedroom's a lot more messier than mine.
Is it? A larger space says otherwise. Is it true, Lige?
Maybe. Like, me and Jessie wrestle in there a lot, so that might be why.
That's true, because when you guys wrestle, which is pretty much every day, would you agree you wrestle every day?
Yeah.
Do you think you wrestle for 5 minutes a day or probably closer to, like, 20, 40, an hour a day?
20 minutes.
Do you reckon only 20 minutes a day?
Maybe close to an hour.
Yeah, I reckon it's probably close to an hour a day of wrestling. Yeah. And that more often than not happens in your room, doesn't it, Bub?
Yeah.
So it was interesting. I had a conversation with the boys last night over dinner and I was telling them the kind of questions that I'd be asking. So Lige says maybe his bedroom's a little bit more messy, but explain what messy is to you.
I reckon messy is like some stuff on the floor and like just not where it's meant to be.
So I was in his room last night and he's like, see, Mum, my room is messy and there was two socks on the floor and what else was there? Maybe a doona had come off the bed because you were wrestling. He's like, see, it is messy. I'm like, sweetheart, I just don't think you see messy very often because I'm pretty sure that two socks on the floor doesn't count as that messy.
We're not going to shame any of your friends here, but have you gone over to any friend's house and gone, whoa, this is really different to our house?
Not usually.
Wow. You guys are really lucky.
And whoa. Really nice.
And really kind. And there's no judgment here. Okay, do you have toys in your bedroom or are they kept somewhere else?
They're kept in the front room where we have like these boxes of toys. Apart from that, like I have a few like Rubik's Cubes and cards.
What about you, Lige? What's in your bedroom?
I've got a few soft toys in my room and then, like Jessie said, some other boxes with toys in the front room. And that's mainly it.
And describe for us how big the boxes are in the front room and what you keep in them and how many of them there are.
There are, I think, four boxes and they're not too big.
What's in them, hun?
There are some Nerf guns and, like, this toy racing track in one.
Is that about all the toys you guys have?
Yeah.
Mostly.
What is it that you mostly have, Jessie? If there's like one thing that you have a lot of, can you think of what it would be?
Rubbers and books.
Oh, you have a rubber collection, don't you?
Yes.
And you're an avid reader.
Mm-hmm.
Like read a book a night easily.
Yeah.
It's incredible, Kirst. Like he's a bookworm.
Wow.
What about sports equipment though? Because you guys are the sportiest kids ever.
We've got a lot of sports equipment in the backyard.
What about in your bedrooms though?
I've got a cricket set in my bedroom.
And I'm pretty sure that at least two of you in this room, in our family, have basketballs in your bedrooms.
Yeah, I've got two basketballs.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah. And one of you has a basketball ring in your bedroom.
It's a small one.
I'm not trying to rat you out. I'm just saying that even though you guys don't have a lot of toys, you do have a lot of sporting equipment, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, do you guys like having an organised home and bedroom?
Yeah, because it means that you can play something, it's easy to find, and then when you're done, you can pull it straight back.
Awesome. And how long does it take you to tidy your room, Lige?
Maybe a couple minutes, maybe less.
Do you have to do it every day?
No, we do it fortnightly when the cleaners come, just before they come.
And so every day, does it look... Has it only got the two socks and the doona on the floor?
No, it does get a bit more messy and sometimes more tidy. Okay. So it's not always the same.
Okay, awesome. And how do you feel, Jessie, about decluttering?
I kind of like it because it means everything's a lot more cleaner and you've got more space to walk.
Excellent. Do you have any advice for other kids on how to stay organised, Jess?
Kind of just, if you're playing with something, you can put it away, but every, like, week maybe or so, clean up your bedroom and make it look better.
What about you, Lige? What advice would you give other kids?
When you're playing with something, like, you could do, like, one day where you get everything that's, like, you declutter a whole load of stuff and just put the bits that you have into boxes and organise them so you know where they are.
Great advice. Jess, what do you want to be when you grow up? Do you know yet?
I want to be a basketball player, if not a ref, or maybe both.
Awesome. What about you, Elijah?
I want to be a cricket player or a footy player.
I'm feeling a theme here, guys. What advice would you give to mum and dads? What would you give to mum and dads whose kids are really messy and they hate tidying up? Elijah, your turn first.
I would say ask your parents to help you and teach you how to do it so you can do it on your own as well.
Excellent advice. Jess, have you got something
else? Yeah, if your kids don't like it, just say one day or sometime, to help them do it, then they don't feel like overwhelmed by doing it on their own.
Oh, you guys are so awesome. My boys are the best. I'm having a bit of a love burst for them. Like, they're just such beautiful kids. All right, I've got some questions that some Facebook fans have sent in, boys. So, Jessie, Bree wants to know, how do you make decisions on what to keep and what to donate when you're doing a declutter with me?
So, when I do it, I only keep the things I've been recently playing with. Like, if I find something I haven't played with in, like, a few months, I just play with it at that time and then I get rid of it.
So you like to sometimes do, like, a last-minute play with it before you get rid of it?
Yes.
That's a cool idea.
Love it.
That's a really cool idea. Mm. Elijah, this question's from Lauren, and she says, what is the best thing about having an organised mum? Do you have something, Jess? The best thing about having an organised mum? It kind of is hurting my self-esteem right now that you guys can't think of something straight away. Jessie's got something. Go.
So it means that everything's a lot cleaner. And, like, some parents might be, like, a bit messier, but mum's, like, always clean.
Aw, thanks, buddy. What's the worst thing about having a mum who's, like, super organised?
Be honest, boys.
Come on.
Be honest, you're not going to get in trouble. I will make sure you still get your Nutella donuts, even if you rat your mum out.
Is there anything bad about having a mum who's always organised?
Not really.
No.
There's not a problem with being organised.
No, there's not a problem with being organised. You're going to grow up to be like Jared. He's a really organised adult. Yes, he says. That's the best.
All right. Thank you, Ravel boys. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you in here. Thank you for loving on your mum and thank you for sharing with our listeners.
To what?
We think you're amazing. Your mum obviously does, but I think you're amazing. And thank you so much for letting your mum do this podcast with me. I really love doing it with her. And I wanted to say thank you so much to you guys for letting her do it with me.
That's okay.
Thanks, boys. I love you to heaven and back a billion trillion times.
Hi, I'm Tricia Major, Director of Planted Parenting. Have you ever found yourself tested to the limits by a child's behaviour? Every day, and extreme behavioural challenges are something a paediatric occupational therapist can help you with. Planted Parenting is an educational platform and consulting service to support parents and educators. Allow me to equip you to get the very best out of the children that have been entrusted to you. Access my free training videos at plantedparenting.com.au. You can be the change.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week.
Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Right now we have my kids in the studio. Because this is such a small studio, we couldn't fit all six of us in together, and Jared was having conniptions about having six microphones in here. So can you introduce yourself? Go.
My name is Oliver. I am 9 years old and I am smart.
I'm Emily and I'm 6 years old.
Are you six?
Oh, seven.
You forgot how old you were. Okay, what grade are you in, Emily?
I am in year one.
And Oliver?
I'm in year three.
Cheeky Muppet. Right, what does your mum do? Can you explain what my job is, Emily?
You are a professional organiser.
And Ollie, can you explain what that is? Do you know?
A professional organiser is someone who organises other people's homes and is professional at doing it.
You're awesome. Amy, do you know what your mum's business is called? Do you know what the business is called?
I Love Decluttering.
That's what the podcast is called. Do you remember what mum's business... Amy's shaking her head. Oh, do you know what mum's business is called?
I know it, but I forgot.
Do you want me to give you a hint?
Yeah.
Starts with the word feels.
Feels like home.
Feels like home.
Awesome. Well done, guys. Okay. Would you guys say that your mum is mostly tidy or mostly messy?
Mostly tidy.
What about your dad?
Mostly tidy.
Who's more organised out of your mum and your dad?
Dad.
Mum.
Ooh, we've got a split way here. So you reckon dad's more organised than you am? And are we sticking with mum?
Yeah.
Is that because they're both really organised?
Yes.
Yes.
My dad's always saying, let's clean up the house.
Your dad sounds like he's excited about cleaning up the house. Is that for real?
Nope. He just wants to get our house tidy because Ollie always makes it messy.
I'm offended.
Okay, Oliver, do you think that you're messy or you're tidy?
I am tidy. I am tidy.
And Emily?
I am tidy.
Okay, Ollie, is Emily tidy or messy in your humble opinion?
Extremely messy.
And Emily, what about Ollie? Is he more tidy or messier than you?
Tidy.
He's tidier than you, isn't he?
No, he's not. We're the same.
You're the same. Okay. Emily, does Ollie ever help you tidy up your bedroom?
No.
Ollie, does Amy ever help you tidy up your bedroom?
No way.
Okay, so who tidies up your bedroom, Ollie?
Me.
Oh, and Emily, who tidies your bedroom?
Mum, Dad, me, Ollie, and Mummy.
So, like, a full team effort to tidy your room. Is that, Emily, because it's really messy or everyone just loves helping?
Everybody just loves helping.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Oliver, tell us, do you keep toys in your bedroom or do you have a toy room at your house?
are both. I keep my Lego in my room and some special toys, but most of my toys are in the playroom.
Emily, what about you in your room? Do you have most of your toys in the playroom or most of your toys in your bedroom?
Most of my toys in the playroom. I have some in my bedroom, but normally I have little toys in my drawers and books and teddies. That's all I have in my room, and then I have a kitchen in my a play kitchen and a desk and yeah.
Do you guys have drawers in your room that you're allowed to put anything in? Like you can keep your junk in there and it's free reign, you can do whatever you want, put anything that you want in that drawer?
No.
Yes, but only little stuff.
Yeah, only little, like, tiny things.
Guys, I asked on Facebook today if anyone had any questions that they wanted to ask our kids, and Lauren wants to know, if you were in charge of your house, what would you change?
I would change nearly everything.
Ooh, what would you change? Can you give me an example, Emily, of what
my
you would change?
My bedroom, my playroom, Ollie's bedroom, every room.
What would you change?
The desk in the playroom, like, I can't, there's so many stuff in my house that I can't tell all of it.
Wow, you would fully change your whole house.
And I would paint all the walls different colours.
Oh, that sounds cool. Ollie, is there anything you would change?
I would change my bedroom and it would be much bigger and it would have wallpaper and one wall will be black and one wall will be navy blue.
Wow, you guys have really thought about this, haven't you? We've got another question for you. This question is from Catherine. She says, what's the easiest bit of keeping everything decluttered?
The easiest thing is to just pop everything in boxes and label them.
I love that advice, Emily. That is a great way to do it. Oliver, do you want to share with us something that's really hard about decluttering?
Stuff you need to chuck out that's special, but Dad says no, you have to chuck it out.
That sounds pretty hard, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know.
But could you imagine if you kept everything, though? You'd need a bigger house.
Yeah, and once my dad has chucked out one of my favourite cots.
Your favourite cot?
Yeah, but now I have a double cot. But
was
I
it a dolly cot or a cot that you slept in?
A dolly cot, and now I have four babies.
Do you? That's pretty cool. Do they sleep in your bedroom?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Like little babies, but then I have like dolls about that big that are
Journey dolls.
Journey girls.
Cool. Emily, do you have advice for other kids on how to stay organized?
Yes.
Do you want to share it with us?
Yes. Just have like little small rooms that you have boxes in them that have one thing of every box in the room, and then you do it, keep doing it in every room.
Well, sounds like you could be a professional organizer. Oliver, if you've got friends that are really messy, what would you say to encourage them to become more organized?
Put stuff in boxes and make sure everything's all neat and make sure you don't get too much stuff.
I love this advice. All right, I've got one more question for you guys. What do you want to be when you grow up?
Oh, I know.
Go, Emily.
I would want to be a ballet teacher, a gymnastics teacher and a school teacher.
Oh, so a teacher in lots of different areas.
Yeah.
An architect, a famous bike rider, and a famous soccer player.
Cool. I've got one more question for you. How can other kids donate things? How can they choose what to declutter and what to keep?
You choose your favourite things and your not favourite things, and if it's like your top favourite thing, then then you definitely keep it. But if your least favourite one, you take away it. But all the ones that you don't like, you can chuck away, like, straight away.
And did we chuck them away or did we give them to other people?
Give them to other people.
Oliver, how do you declutter?
Don't take advice from your dad.
Yes, why is that? So what's your advice from dad?
Because daddy always chucks away the good stuff and leaves the bad stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for that advice, Ollie.
Thank you, Farija children, for coming in. Thank you for being amazing children. Thank you for helping Mummy and Daddy keep our home organized and decluttered. And I just wanted to say thank you so much for coming into my podcast and being our special guest today. You're amazing. I love you both so much.
And guys, thank you for allowing Mummy to fly down to Melbourne every couple of months so we get to record this podcast. Thank you for freeing her up and always being super cool with the fact that your mum and I are always on the phone to each other, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, every day you're on the phone. Like, every hour of this year you're on the phone. So annoying.
Kirst, that was super fun having our kids in the studio with us.
It was.
They were pretty honest.
They were. Thank you so much again, Karen, for making the suggestion to have our kids in. And we can't wait to hang out with you again next week when we bring you another topic.
Awesome. I think maybe annually we need to get our kids in to do an episode.
I just like the fact that we've now got them recorded and captured their little voices and their big voices. So it'll be interesting to do it again next year.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us this week. Your kids might like to listen to this episode. So if you've got young kids, they might like to listen. Our kids give advice and it might be applicable in your family.
Have a great week.
Bye. Thanks for joining us. If you've learnt something awesome today, do a friend a favour and share this episode so they too can learn the art of decluttering. You can find me, Amy, over at simplyorganised.net or on Facebook as Simply Organised PO.
You can find me, Kirsty, over at feelslikehome.net.au or on Facebook as Feels Like Home PO. Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, theartofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there. If you love what you hear, we'd really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes.
We hope you've enjoyed listening and that you've learnt some tips to help you declutter and keep your home organised.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day and enjoy the freedom.
Okay,
cool. Okay, cute.
Okay, and if you're going to be silly, you're going to get checked out. You can be a bit silly, but not crazy, okay?
Okay.
All right, I've got some questions for you guys.
Hi, I'm Tricia Major, Director of Planted Parenting. Have you ever found yourself tested to the limits by a child's behaviour? Every day, and extreme behavioural challenges are something a paediatric occupational therapist can help you with. Planted Parenting is an educational platform and consulting service to support parents and educators. Allow me to equip you to get the very best out of the children that have been entrusted to you. Access my free training videos at plantedparenting.com.au. You can be the change.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts.
Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders that we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.